Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, to this week's Divinity Spiritual online meditation. Today, Kathy will be doing the meditation. I just want to remind everyone who's listening that it is not a call-in show. It's just going to be Kathy and a meditation. Now, at 5 o'clock today, Eastern, we're going to have a call-in show. So if anybody has any questions or would like a reading, please call us back at 5 and we'll do our best to help you. Some other things happening with Divinity Spiritual Online, which is new and very exciting, is Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, we are going to host our Sunday service. Now, we've been doing this for a while online, but now we want to share it here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's pretty powerful, it's healing, it's informative, and it's something that you really shouldn't miss. Last week, on Monday, Mary Margaret Denholm, it was at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, she did a channeling of the Blessed Mother, and it was a very important message. So I think that you should go and look for it and listen to it. It was fantastic. And the week before, Joanne, another member of Divinity Spiritual Online, she did a channeling of Mary Magdalene and Jesus. And this is good stuff, new information and things that need to be shared with everybody. So that would be fantastic if you could share that. So now today, Kathy, who is a friend of mine, she's a healer, a spiritual intuitive, and a member of Divinity Spiritual Online, is going to bring to you a meditation today. Kathy, hello.
Hello, Janie. Thank you for the intro.
Yeah, you got it. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. It's nice weather here today, and I'm relaxed. And I'm ready to roll.
That is fantastic. Well, I will let you get to it, and I will be here. And I'll chat with you after, okay?
Okay, thank you, Janie. Hello, everyone. I would like you to take 3 deep breaths. And while you're doing the breathing, think of trees, God's gift to Mother Earth. Invite your healing angels and guardian angels to help on our journey today. As you are relaxing, they take you to your favorite tree where it has made a resting spot for you at the very top. You have your arms open and your healing angels begin filling them with good emotions and feelings, such as positivity, prayer, appreciation, hope, gratitude, honesty, tranquility, and nurturing. Now, as our arms are full, we spiritually connect with the trees in the world, with our Christ consciousness, and begin showering the world with these good emotions. I will be quiet for a minute as our arms are emptied with love. Father God, Jesus, the Most Holy Divine Spirit, and Mother Mary, help in this process. Mother Earth is overwhelmed as she is now covered in loving, healing emotion. We thank all who have helped us in this process. And now move to the White House Rose Garden. As we gather in the garden, our spiritual helpers fill our arms with rose petals, which have a high energy content, and infuse them with different emotions, such as optimism, clarity, awareness, forgiveness, confidence, harmony, and peace. With our guardian angel's help, we now sprinkle the White House and our president with the petals which have picked up the good emotions in our arms. Now we cover Congress, the Senate, and all other government buildings, including the Pentagon. With the help of our guardian angels, we continue all through the United States to all the capitals and cover all government buildings with our roses. We then travel home, where once more we cover our homes, neighborhood, and community with our roses. Bless Mother Earth and the humanity that lives on her. Thank Father God, Jesus, the Most Holy Divine Spirit, Mother Mary, and all who have helped today with this journey with great gratitude. We are now resting in our special tree. I would like to end this with a special prayer. I now invoke, by the God spark within me, my Christ consciousness and my divine spirit, increase in me my awareness of God's work. Angels assist me in my daily prayers and meditations to increase my oneness with God and Mother Mary. Bless those that I meet with compassion and forgiveness. Help me with staying grounded so that I am not so fragmented. Provide me the commitment to continue my learning and experiences that help me initiate fulfilling my purpose as a healer with gratitude. So be it done, so be it done now. I would like to thank you all for listening today and thank Janie for the introduction. God bless.
Oh, Kathy, that was fantastic. And, you know, I love the roses. The roses are, I know you're connected to Mother Mary, and roses are also in, very symbolic of the Blessed Mother. That was fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Please come back, Kathy, and do this again, huh? Maybe next week or in a couple of weeks. That would be great.
A couple of weeks.
Okay, good. I'm going to hold you to that one. Everyone out there enjoyed this meditation as much as I did, although I might have to take a nap soon. And don't forget, get your questions ready for 5 o'clock today with Mary Margaret Denholm, and we'll see what Divine Spirit has for you. There might be a message there for you. And be sure to check out our Sunday service this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And look for Divinity Spiritual here on Blog Talk all week long. And please, we do have important information and messages from Divine Spirit that need to get out. Last Monday, Mary Margaret channeled the Blessed Mother, and that message was very important, and I urge people to go check that out. That was at 3 o'clock. And the week before, Joanne, another member of our Divinity Spiritual Online, she channeled Mary Magdalene, and Jesus, again, was just great information. So when I say this, I truly mean it. Look for us and listen in. It's a very special group that we have at Divinity Spiritual Online. So, Kathy, once again, thank you. I will see you this week, and hopefully be seeing some of you listeners out there at 5 o'clock. Okay? Take care.
You are complete.